Aborted babies being burned and then used for electricity?
I hope they are.
Jesus, I am so tired of seeing this. You know what? I hope so. I hope so.
I sure hope so.
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so. I can just imagine the fucking snowflakes with that one.
Oh, no. I just eat mine straight from the can.
Mmm. I don't think we should be asking, are they being burned and used for electricity? I think we should be asking, why aren't they being burned and used for electricity?
Reuse, recycle,
and burn them.
The right of a woman to kill her child is abortion. Biden says the quiet part out loud, but more and more people like Gloria Steinem of the Central Intelligence Agency on record wear shirts saying, I had an abortion and I'll do it again. And they talk about how they like it, how it made them feel good, and how it empowers them to kill their child. This is not a minority of these leftist women. This is the majority of them have been basically endowed with the satanic spirit of when they aborted their baby because they were lied to that it wasn't a human, instead of having the Holy Spirit soften their heart and repent of it and say, I'm not going to be part of this anymore. They said, no, I'm glad I did it. And you see the leftist ideology now becoming purely satanic because its roots were always satanic. I have repented. And the left is so blind and so tone deaf spiritually and culturally and intellectually and philosophically that every time I talk about the fact that I paid for abortions and then I repented of it when I was about 19 years old, they say, look, here's the hypocrite Jones admitting he's been part of abortions, but now he's against it. That's like saying if you murdered somebody or you robbed a bank when you were 25 years old and went to jail for 10 years and got out and became a Christian and a business owner, it was wrong you robbed a bank and pistol whipped the clerk. I haven't done that. It's hypothetical. And so I was touched by the Holy Spirit when I was about 18, 19 and had nightmares about it and really was upset and said, I'm not going to sit there and just shell out $300 every time I get a chick pregnant. Because even if I wore a condom and stuff, back then I was so fertile I could look at a woman and get them pregnant. And I mean, I still am. I'm 48 years old. But the point is that my dad confronted me when I was about 17. I was about to move out of the house and I needed money. He goes, oh, you need $300 again. Let me guess, you're killing another one of my grandchildren. And he said, you need to stop it. Stop killing my grandchildren. I remember he grabbed me by the arm really intensely. And that kind of set that off in my soul and my mind that what I'd done was wrong, and it was dehumanizing myself and the woman and my own child. And now I look at my four children that I would die for instantly, and it just makes me really realize how blind people are that have been part of this dehumanization. Because if you don't care about the unborn, well, now they want to kill babies after they're born. They're passing laws to do it. They make all these sickening statements all over the news about how fun it is. And in the U.S. and the U.K., they heat the hospitals with the dead bodies of the babies, turning them into a commodity. And they keep them alive sometimes for up to 2 weeks while they get all the orders in for their organs at the highest bidder, and then they kill them. They've got all these policies and bioethics rules, how they claim they do it. And people that understood if a woman's raped or understood it's the first trimester that, hey, the woman's poor, she can't raise another kid, you can see the argument for it, except then you realize the people behind it are satanic and it's really about total dehumanization. Because then they're like, you know what, we want to kill them from the day they're born. You're like, well, I can kind of see the first couple months. I mean, it's a human, it's real, but it's not conscious yet. It's got a soul, a spirit, it's still murder. But the licking of the lips and the getting off on the killing of the babies now to the day they're born, and now laws being passed for 7 days, 4 weeks. And the leftist ideology is kill them up to age three. That's Peter Singer, one of the main founders of PETA. That's who these people are. And so let's go to a few of these clips. Here is Biden saying the quiet part out loud, and this is really hurting them bad, where he says, well, just share it for yourself.
Well, the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
So you heard it right there, ladies and gentlemen. The quote, the decision to abort a child, the decision to abort is actually murder. And unsurprisingly, he says the decision to abort is the decision to abort a child is the quote. Now, here's some leftist on TikTok and Twitter. There's hours of this. There's a small sampling of it. Really talking about brutalizing babies and just crazy-eyed women getting off on the power of human sacrifice. The full group of videos is up on Infowars.com, but here's a small clip.
Aborted babies being burned and then used for electricity?
I hope they are.
Jesus, I am so tired of seeing this. You know what? I hope so. I hope so.
I sure hope so.
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, God, I hope so. I can just imagine the fucking snowflakes with that one.
Oh, no. I just eat mine straight from the can.
I don't think we should be asking, are they being burned and used for electricity? I think we should be asking, why aren't they being burned and used for electricity?
Reuse, recycle, and burn them.
Ooh, sustainable energy. I love the advocacy. We should try it if we have it. Portable charger.
Give me your feet.
Now, of course, they're trying to bait people, manipulate them, but that's really the spirit of these women. We have the footage, of course, the Texas Capitol, famously, with hundreds of pro-life men and women praying to try to restrict the murder of children, to curtail it, and a bunch of women in business suits showing up and saying, I love killing babies, hail Satan. And that's really who these crazy-eyed people are. But the real thing that ties them all together is they look really ugly and really weak. The men and the women are really these pathetic jellyfish that get off on the power of killing children, even though no one wants to even have children with them. They're not having children. They want you to kill your children. That's what these demon-possessed creatures are. Now, here's an example of what we're talking about. Here is a very powerful clip from a few years ago that's really softened a lot of hearts and woken a lot of people up. This is in 2019, Virginia Delegate Kathy Tran, Democrat, introduces House Bill number 2491, that they've passed bills like this in other states, a bill that would eliminate restrictions on abortions in Virginia and would permit abortions to be performed right up until the moment of birth. Here is the admissions.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician would simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking
that.
About your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman.
I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
More than 10 states, like California and New York, have laws to kill babies up to after they're born. When you sign on to the Democrats in Hollywood, you sign on to Satanism. You sign on to killing babies, viable, healthy children, when there's even more people out there that want to adopt than there are abortions. These people want the power over human life, and not just babies. They want to kill the old people. They want to kill you. That's what the vaccine's all about. Stay with us. The very same leftists that say it's a woman's right in her body to kill an unborn child and the future of humanity are the same people that tell you, though, you don't control your body when a multinational corporation run by eugenicists who are on record saying they want to depopulate you through vaccines want to force something in your body. And I believe that everything is between God and man, God and humans, God and woman. And you know, if a woman wants to go to some killer and have her baby killed, that's between you and God. And the Supreme Court's about to rule that under the federalist system, it's up to the states. And I agree with that. But it's not enough for Democrats. They want to be able to go anywhere they want and have them anytime. And they're the same people that want to kill as many children as they can, want to euthanize the old people, and they also want access to your children to make them wear masks, make them take deadly shots, and brainwash them into lifestyles where they won't be happy or healthy or part of a nuclear family. Whether it's Democratic Party, Black Lives Matter, Hollywood, doesn't matter. They're all at war with the family. And all over D.C., all over California, all over different parts of the nation, there were riots last night and police being attacked and police trying to apprehend violent people being run off by mobs that attacked them by the Communist Party. They're waving the flags as law and order breaks down, ladies and gentlemen. And the police in the video you're seeing with their squad cars being attacked later had to retreat and the cars were destroyed. This is just a small smattering of the footage that we have. But let's look at Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, the big liar. She shows up in D.C., starts calling for insurrection, starts calling for violence, starts calling for confronting people, going after them. Same thing that Maxine Waters and others did. And when she does it, it's good. When she does it, it's wonderful. I mean, Democrats' rhetoric calling for violence has been 100-1. Their violence, burning down billions of dollars of people's homes and businesses and killing dozens and dozens of people, including police officers, and attacking and burning down federal buildings and firebombing other federal facilities, courthouses. And that's all just back burner, and then vice presidential candidate raises millions of dollars and bails people out, and then the district attorneys in those cities drop the charges. And the Justice Department doesn't bring charges. Oh, you just attacked federal officers with a hatchet. You just threw Molotov cocktails at them that hit them. You just set fires to the building 100 plus days straight. But that's okay because you're a Democrat. Oh, but people being waved into the Capitol by police, some of them are still in solitary confinement. So here's Elizabeth Warren coming out and running her mouth, calling for an escalation of tension, and the pro-lifers don't assault her. They don't attack her. They simply confront her with words, and she runs like the rat she is.
Angling for decades now, and we are going to fight back.
10% people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people want Roe versus Wade to change.
We don't want to dismember children in the womb.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
No, we are not going to stand for dismembering 3,000 children in the womb every single day. And
you need to repent. Disgusting.
Get out of the road. Get out of the road. Get out of the way of the car.
You don't have a mask on either, ma'am.
You're a freaking fat bitch.
How dare you assume like
that? Now, you couldn't pull up to a group of Democrats if you were a Republican senator and get out and talk, much less yell at them. They'd kill you. They'd kill you. But she pulls up in a group of conservative Christians and pro-lifers and talks about we're going to fight and we're going to get in people's faces. There's a longer clip of her out there babbling. We'll come back and play more of that. I thought I sent you guys a longer clip. There's more of her speech where she gets more into calling for violence and confronting people and getting in people's faces and going into the government buildings. I mean, you know the sit-ins they do and the all the things they've done. And when a conservative does it, it's the end of the world. When they do it, it's just par for the course. So think about who these people are and what they stand for and where they're going. But I've got some really important news we're going to get to continuing on this front. MSNBC talking head labels founding fathers racist, misogynist, jerk faces. We've got that coming up next segment. Tucker Carlson reminds America that its current president voted against Roe v. Wade. Oh, that's how long Biden's been around. Leftist news outlet advocates using horse medication for do-it-yourself abortions. Very dangerous. Civility restored. Hillary Clinton says Alito draft opinion will kill and subjugate women. No, it'll actually kill women to keep abortion going. Amazon to pay U.S. employees up to $4,000 to travel for abortions. So much to get to on that front. Dem Senator Ed Markey says Supreme Court is illegitimate. Oh, my gosh. Homeland Security says to say anybody in government's illegitimate is an act of terror. Questioning elections or government bodies not allowed, even though, of course, it is. And he can say all day he thinks the Supreme Court's illegitimate. I think he's illegitimate. Wow. We'll cover this when we come back, too. Pro-life Spider-Man free climbs second tallest California tower in California in protest of abortion. Scale the 60-plus story building freehand. And he got arrested. And a lot of folks on Twitter made the point, wow, he finally found something you can get arrested for in San Francisco. In San Francisco, if you shoot a white person, you will not even be charged now. Remember a few years ago, they shot that poor woman, the Hispanic guy did, in the back because she was white. And the white jury let him off saying, well, you're Hispanic. Again, that's how psychotic they are there. But don't worry, he's been arrested, folks, for bringing attention to saving the children. Thank God we're all safe right now. That is going to be coming up. And then after I finish up on this huge abortion news, and boy, is there a lot of it, and is it important, we're going to get into the biggest COVID news yet. It just keeps getting more and more incredible what's coming out and what Bill Gates is up to creeping around. It's not over. Bill Gates warns of even more fatal variant of COVID's coming. And, of course, he knows because he paid to have it all manufactured and made in the Wuhan lab on record. We have all the emails, the documents. They even approached the Pentagon about openly releasing it in China. The Pentagon said that would cause a war. And now he's sitting there getting ready to attack you and your family again so he can get even richer and depopulate the planet, something he and his dad are so obsessed with, his whole family. And we have the huge news out of the Ukraine situation. The Pope comes out and says, looks like NATO started the war with Russia, which is true. Can't believe I'm agreeing with the anti-Pope, but it's true what he's saying. We've got that coming up as well. Stay with us.
Jeremiah in California. Jeremiah, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Just wanted to call in and say I ordered some products on when you had the 48-hour transmission. I'm about to put on my Alex Jones Was Right shirt for the first time, and I've been listening for a year, and I just been using all of your products. I really like the vitamins, all of them. It's hard to name them all real fast, but I love all the information that you guys give, and I listen while I'm doing my art, and it touches me, it moves me. Once I discovered you guys, I started listening, and it's really awesome. I just love it all. I love the community. The information is just as good as the products, and just wanted to call in and say you guys are the best. I called my reps today, you know, my Gavin Newsom, and I called Congress, Jared Huffman, and I said, these people need to be arrested. And you know, sometimes I get mad. I keep the radio on, I wake up and I hear InfoWars, and then I call them. It's Monday, so they're open, and I just want to say you guys are the best, and I love Alex, I love Owen, I love all, the whole crew, everyone. The whole family is just great. I love the patriotism, and the info is just as good as the product. and I feel the vitality.
Wow, what a great testimonial, Jeremiah, and we're so glad to have you part of this family. And, you know, I think what it comes down to, we're just the most common sense, down-to-earth, tell-it-like-it-is broadcast out there. No fluff, no agenda, and people recognize that, and they resonate with that. And that's what really I think InfoWars represents more than anything. But then it just so happens we also happen to be the most cutting edge in our information as well. And the same with our products. So that's our winning formula for victory. And Jeremy, you said you've been listening about a year. So glad to have you with us. Glad you enjoyed the products from InfoWarsStore.com. Glad you called in today. I mean, what a great testimonial. Anything else, Jeremiah?
Just love you and bless you. And I'm right here with you shining. We're going to shine on in their faces.
Shine on, you crazy diamond. All right, Jeremiah, thank you so much for that call.